love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, still trying to reconcile with his wife. I'm so in love with you. I really am. It's not waning a bit. It's strong. And, you know, I mentioned that I watched that video from RT about the kids whose parents were involved with ISIS. And, if you watch the video I did previously, a couple years ago now, when I mentioned how they reached 95 kids that have returned home. They're now around 200. And, you know, I find some joy in that. I really do. I find tremendous joy in that. But in the email of yesterday, there's the photo of the one little girl. Again, I know her better than I know Zadok and Walter. The still I showed, it said, and do you know where my dad is? And she answered it later and said, he's with Allah. And I think that's fascinating because I think what happens is when people hear somebody say Allah, they assume it is the Islamic God. Allah is simply God in Arabic. So if you listen to a Christian who speaks Arabic, talks about God, he says Allah. And I find that fascinating. This is an Islamic family. But I find that fascinating. And of course, within the Islamic community, it's a very strong minority, specifically Saudi Arabia, places like that, who are supportive of the mentality of Wahhabism that is the foundation of ISIS. The irony is the more gentle version is the Salafis who are very kind of spiritual oriented. You know, they're the people who are just off in la la land, just having a wonderful time with God. These are the it's kind of like the in the U.S. the hippies. You know, they don't hurt a fly. They have some issues, but they don't hurt a fly kind of thing. That's the Salafis within Islam. And then, you know, there's the Sunnis, Saudi Arabia, basically, and the Shia, Iran. And, you know, within the Sunnis are the Wahhabis, which is founded in Saudi Arabia. And they are as cruel as can be. And that's why, a person like me cannot go to Mecca. It's illegal for a person like me to go to Mecca. And if somebody lives in that area and says, no, I grew up as a Muslim and I embrace Christ, they literally chop his head off. They do it weekly, which is amazing. But there are allies, and Iran is the enemy. I find that so fascinating. But that's another issue. Anyway, it's seated with me, I guess. You know, sometimes you have these weird dreams. And, they're the dreams that you have and you physically react. And then suddenly you kind of have like a spasm and you wake up because you're reacting to something in your dream. And, I kind of felt that this morning. I was dreaming of holding a baby. And the irony is it was Caleb. You know, I did hold Caleb as a baby, more than once. And I don't know why he was in mine, but this morning in my head, I was holding Caleb and I felt it. You know, it's like that dream where you actually feel it. And it feels so good to hold a baby. Last time I held a baby was Zeta. It's been a while. Again, I don't understand why that happened. But two other things. One, somebody in Lexington with a Google Pixel 3a XL listened to the voicemail that I left with the Davidson County Sheriff many years ago, 3 years ago now. And I wonder why. I do wonder why. Obviously, I've sent out the DVDs and things of that nature, so I wonder if it's related to that. But, you know, all that was, you know, it's basically proof that I called. There was no significant content there. So, but I wonder why. Why did they listen? But the other thing, I got an email again from MetaView, which obviously I've sent to everybody. And it's online. You know, it's at the Reconcile, MetaView. You know, very public. It's not just on the family site. It's on the public Kozlowska.org site. And it amazed me. Because it wasn't just simply a follow-up or something of that nature. I wonder if it was motivated by the fact that they would have received the DVD. You know, I question if that was the motivation, but I don't know, because obviously it's very sparse. But it wasn't another email. It was the exact same one of the week before. Obviously, I'm not worth their time. And, you know, see, you will see in the email that I wrote them. It's not that my wife and kids are no longer there and Chris Bitterman's no longer there. They sent the police after me. That institution did. And they're now crawling in a hole saying, oh, you know, people changed. That was sent on behalf of MetaView. That was unloving, cruel, and cowardly. And I'm not giving up on them. Like I'm not giving up on Jim Cross, Render Canes, Chris Bitterman, my wife and kids. I say this over and over again. I'm in this till my last breath. I am not going to stop. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm especially in love with my wife. So, information is there. It's online. It's public. And as I expressed, you know, I sent out the DVDs. The videos on BitChute. You know, BitChute's where I get my traffic. And it's been fairly slow. I'm at, 36 views. So nothing. But I got, rarely do I get upvotes. And I got one almost right away. It was kind of like, wow, that's strange. Because, it one of the things that's fascinating to me, I know this is long and detailed. One of the things that's fascinating to me is I watch, especially a lot of the professional YouTubers and so forth. They go after subscribers as if that meant something. To my surprise, I have, 25 subscribers on my channel, and I get far more views than my subscribers. When I look at these people who are promoting subscribers, they get maybe a fraction of their subscribers actually turning into views, which is kind of fascinating. But see, the objective is not number of views or the number of subscribers. The objective is being able to communicate with somebody. You know, again, I really think the reasonable estimate is a quarter to a third of these videos are watched all the way through. That seems to be a reasonable estimate. And my desire is not only to reach the person who watches all the way through, but for to convey something to them, to convey to them Christ is who he claims he is. Obedience to Christ has value. Being a follower of Christ is a joy and costly. But there is no other option. And that, of course, that reconciliation is a command of God, which is obviously the subject of this, this one email. You know, and, you know, also, by the way, since I watched it again, I was really pleased. I think one of the things you'll see, especially if you watch the videos that I did from a few years ago compared to what I've done now, I'm still not the polished presenter, but you can see a maturing in that. And when I looked at that, I did make a few notes, but again, that was it, just a few notes. Don't forget to talk about this, that, or the other kind of thing. But what I'm finding is a completeness and a greater clarity. And I'm pleased at that. I do believe, because I've had people comment about that it's clear, it's full of content and whatnot. It's still not as polished as it could be. It's weighty. But I'm encouraged by that. And I think it goes to the idea of able to teach. You may have read that in that book. And I think that is coming to me. And I'm appreciative. Because I was at the farmer's market today, and I did that vile thing. I shook somebody's hand. Ooh, scary. And I had a dialogue with a gentleman. We talked about obedience to Christ and the joy it is, the joys of that. He's a couple years older than I am. Had a wonderful dialogue on that. But I'm finding that I'm able to communicate better because I want to do that because it's an act of love. And as I talk about, especially the command in Deuteronomy 6, I want to do that to my kids because I love them. And I'm going to strive to figure out how to do that. I'm sorry, this voicemail got really long, but Dorothy Jane, my lady, I want to hold you so badly. I'm sorry, I'm going to go ahead a little bit more. I thought about it today, I saw it today, but mostly it was the last time I walked, which was Saturday. You know, I did just to Publix and Farmer's Market and back, and stopped and saw Lynn and Gary and came back. So 7 miles, but it's fast. It's not like I used to be. When I walk, it's ridiculous. But I think about it. Why? Why do I do that? I find it so easy, in a sense, to say, okay, I'm going from here to there. I'm going fast. It's not that I have to, but it now seems to be ingrained in me. And I compare that to some of the work I'm doing and wondering why. And I think about, I especially was conscious of that when we lived in Straw Hill Church. I had the desire to get up in the morning and get to work because of the lady that lay next to me during the night. I don't have the desire now. I constantly ask the Lord for the discipline to do that, to drive on with fervor, with love. It's really hard. I'd rather have my lady next to me. Because I love her. Dorothy Jane, my lady. Sorry for the long voicemail. Nobody listens anyway. I love you.